butt sucking.
But I ain't gay.
Legit fat podcast.
Fuck those honkies.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
He really knows how to suck a weird.
Hey there, and welcome back to Legit Bat, another episode. We got Captain Jack in the house, and if you're just listening on audio, it's because he's a pretty spitting image of Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. My first time meeting this guy was in our Telegram, and he posts all... I think you were drunk, right? He was posting all these
videos.
Yeah.
Good old whiskey.
Great fun. But he has a show called Two Jacks and a Scotch, and I see you're on Rumble or in Spotify, but you're not on Apple?
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't put us on Apple, and it's actually Two Jacks, One Scotch. It used to be Two Jacks and a Scotch. Too tough for people to look for on Rumble because of Rumble's dumb search engine, whatever they use. It's gotten better, but so we switched over to just Two Jacks, One Scotch on Rumble. Now on Odyssey as well, and Spotify.
Hell yeah. You don't fuck with YouTube at all?
No. We don't. We love our free speech, so we'd be canceled in the first episode. So
I'm surprised we haven't been yet. I kind of just opened one to see how far we could take it, you know, and I just upload random videos once in a while. And I mean, it's very, very small channel on YouTube, so nobody sees them really. So I don't think they really care. But if we were to start getting traction, they'd probably start dinging us for shit.
But yeah, I watched you guys on Rockfin.
Yeah. Rockfin's
congratulations for being on there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But what do you guys talk about over there? You said you love your free speech, so are you getting into all the controversial shit?
Yeah, pretty much all the strikes that pretty much led me to be banned on many social media platforms like Twitter and Instagram. So it's tough. I can't even make a new one with a new email. I think I have to get a new number, new IP address, VPN, all that works.
Is that wild they can do that now? I've had a lot of people say they got banned on Discord, and that's just Discord, but they get banned on it. I banned your IP, so you literally cannot sign it to use a different device. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's total nuts. We're going to 1984, George Orwell's 1984.
Yeah, in 2024.
What, I was like, well, what's that?
It dinged off of the social medias. What'd you get kicked off there for?
They don't tell me. They don't tell me why. I just know that I got banned from Instagram in the BLM Summer of Love. And I think I kept reposting, but BLM though, but Black Lives Matter though, when every time you saw like, was the officer, was it David Dorbin or something, or I don't know, forgot his name.
So many of those stories, but I don't remember them all.
It was a black ex-chief, and he was protecting his friend's antique store or pawn shop, and some guy shot him in the back or something, stealing a TV.
Huh. Sounds about right.
So, Black Lives Matter though.
Yeah, mostly peaceful.
Yeah, mostly peaceful. And then now we're going to be giving black people who live in San Francisco. Oh, you guys are up there north as well. So you guys probably just know as well. I was
5 hours north of that.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
I did hear about that. I actually posted a meme about that. But is that actually happening, or are they just talking about it?
I don't know if they've passed it yet, but it's just crazy. Five million, I believe, to everyone. And that totals out to like 2 trillion.
Yeah, because California's got that money. Okay.
Cartel. It's the cartel's got money.
Yeah, probably. You
know? And that's who runs a lot of these southern states here, or the western, southwest.
How is it going down there these days? Do you still see masks and that kind of shit? Because we see them up here still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll still see drivers alone in their car, masked up, windows all the way up. I'm like, all right, when's this madness over? Those are your NPCs that you see. Like, if you probably follow them, they're probably just going to go to an ATM, press buttons, get in their car, do a whole block, do it again over and over until they disappear because the nighttime comes in, you know, like video games.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Have you seen this stuff coming out where people are not allowing masked people to enter their stores now? Because
that's kind of
cool. No, it's not because of COVID. It's because they can't see their face, and it definitely does not help if they steal something when they have to identify them later. So they're like, no masks allowed in our store because it's not great for business.
Yeah, I used to say that. It's like, you want me to put on a mask? I'm coming into the bank. Okay.
Yeah, now that's exactly. Now the banks are like, you can't do that now. It's like, but safety and science. I mean,
yeah, right.
It's COVID.
Did you hear Fauci? He just came back out, says, remember me, guys. I'm the science. You guys need to trust me. Don't worry about what they say on TV.
Would you like some points?
Yeah. So, isn't that motherfucker done now? Didn't he retire or do something? Like, on or something?
I don't even know at this point. He's going to be an actor for our lifetime, especially with all the AI now we have. So who knows whenever he's going to be dead. It's just going to be him for like the next 200 years. Remember, you need to get your 333rd booster. That's the 33 to the Mason.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just glad he's not on TV all the time anymore. I haven't really seen Bill Gates on TV lately either, so that's cool.
That's tiring.
Man boobs.
Probably squeezing some of his tits out for a new vaccine.
I can't remember what demographic it is, but he owns more, I think it's farmland. He owns more farmland in the country than any other entity. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's going to be putting that mRNA technology in our lettuce, in our cows, in our fake meat he does.
I was just about to say, he's already got the fake steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's not going to fly. For people who eat meat, they're not going to do the lab meat. That's disgusting. I saw a 3D printed steak on a video the other day, and it's like, no, not. I don't even know how that works. I want it to come off of a living cow.
It looked so real. It was grosser because it looked so real and delicious.
It looked cartoonish, though, because it was the way that they had to print the fat into the steak. It looked like
Would they make like it with animation? Coconut oil or something? They did whatever they used to make it wasn't fat or anything. It was maybe some sort of oil coagulated. Gross.
Oh, yeah. There's the Beyond Meat stuff, but then there's the actual meat. Well, they say it's meat, but it's lab grown because they culture stem cells or something and grow up steak. How is that cost effective? Like, wouldn't it be better just to let some cows roam around, live their days out, and then eat them? Seems, simple.
Yeah, well, I mean, with their blank check and all, because what is money? Money is not even a real thing anymore.
Well, and that seems to be like the next big thing coming up here, as well as the alien thing. We didn't talk too much about this, but over the last week or so, all the news outlets talking about the mothership that may be, sending probes to Earth, and nobody seems to give a fuck either, especially people in this community. We're like, yeah, go fuck yourself, like, we don't believe you anymore. I mean, we don't believe you anyway. Why would we believe you about a mothership?
Something in the news about aliens every single day now, where they found some bacteria on the ocean floor that could be a sign of alien life on other planets. And then I see news about meteors flying by Earth, or a meteor that's going to be closer to us than the moon is. It's almost going to hit us, a million miles away. So it's just all this weird fear-mongering, but it's all space-related. So it's interesting. I think they're definitely trying to focus on space for now. That's the next big show. Yeah. So it was the COVID. Now it's aliens.
My boss is like, yeah, look up there, because don't pay attention to the world burning and falling apart around your eyes, which that's really just the media saying that. I don't really see that.
But during COVID, people, the conspiracy community, were saying, don't look. They're trying to make us not look at the sky. They're trying to make us focus on what's the world burning down in front of our eyes. So
yeah,
you can look at it both.
Yeah, there's that movie, Don't Look Up. Now it's like they're telling us, hey, don't look up. It's just balloons, guys. It's just weather balloons. That's why your weather app's all fucked up. One day it's raining when it's not supposed to be. It's like,
Dude, the weather apps are fucked lately, especially the Apple one. I've used it forever, and it's usually, close as anything else, but lately it's been so off, it's crazy. It was snowing here the other day, last week or the week before, and it literally just said cloudy on the app, like current conditions, cloudy.
So WeatherBug didn't say that. My weather app that I
know, your favorite.
To choose that always tells me pretty much what's going to happen. But during the winter, I thought it was interesting that it wouldn't tell me when it was going to freeze, and I grow trees. So I put the trees in the garage if it's going to be below like 28. So it would say, tonight is 41, and I'd wake up in the morning and it would be 30 outside. So I was like, are they trying to kill our trees? Like the conspiracy mind kicks in and I'm like, they're trying to kill our crops.
Well, there's another thing over the summer where they I don't know if it's changed, but people noticed that the weather apps and even the meteorologists on the news and shit were using different colors for the hot temperatures. And it would be like 90 degrees, but they'd have it like in the red. Like it's so, so hot. And here
danger.
A Tuesday in April, like 90 is nothing here, but they were like, oh, look how hot it is. Look, it's red and hot. It gets to 118 here, for Christ's sake. 90 is fine. But a lot of people were mentioning that, how they noticed the color schemes were a little different. And then same thing happened during the winter, though, like the really cold temperatures. It's like this icy blue color. And it's like, it's 46 degrees. It's not that bad.
It's like we're little kids. They have to color code it for a blue means cold. Don't touch the red.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it is basically a lot of children that live in this, you know, general area. Especially down there, I can imagine where you live. I mean, it's bad enough up here, but SoCal has just got a rep for...
Oh, you live in SoCal?
Yeah. Yeah, I live in San Bernardino.
Ooh.
And it's a lot of homeless, lots of needles everywhere, lots of trash. I got tired of telling people when I catch them, like, just throwing shit out their car. I'm like, yo, dude, can I go to your house, like, just take a shit on your lawn? Like, why would you do that here? Just fucking...
In San Francisco, I'm pretty sure you can. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can in San Francisco.
Oh, walk true. Out and probably in L.A. too.
Well, that's a picture. Now that I haven't been down there, but I've seen pictures from L.A. and it looks like just a homeless fucking, like, dream.
I can't remember what city it is. I don't know if it's L.A. or San Francisco, but they basically said unless they steal over $900 worth of stuff, the cops will not... come. So people have been walking in and getting $850 worth of stuff and walking out mm-hmm. with absolutely zero resistance, because if the store employees put their hands on them before they walk out of the door, they could actually get sued for a whole hell of a lot more money and lose their job, because technically they didn't exit the store. But if they exit the store and they call the cops aren't going to come. So it's nothing they could do about it.
Yeah, they basically decriminalized stealing under $1,000.
Petty theft. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
I don't know if they do that same thing in Portland, but Portland's its own brand of retarded. So there's like every Walmart, I want to say every Walmart store up there closed. And they were like, oh, it's just, you know, it's the times and whatever. No, it's because there's so much fucking crime up there. They're getting ripped off every day from all these woke-tards walking around stealing shit.
Ooh.
So they I don't know if that's the exact reason, but they closed like a bunch of Walmarts in the Portland area. I'm like, well, did you see Portland in 2020 with their Chaz or what did they think? It was Chaz and
Chop.
The Chaz Chop. I believe that was in Seattle, but Portland, Oregon is the home base of Antifa. And then, okay. Oh, wait, no, that's just an idea, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chaz and Chop, though, great naming, you idiots.
Yeah, and their leader was named Raz. So I remember kept saying Raz of Chaz. It's had a good ring to it.
It didn't last very long, did it? They're like, no, it's an autonomous thing. Whatever we want. But they had people guarding the borders of chat guns.
Yeah, yeah. They put up their borders. They made their own little garden. They got pissed off when the hobos came and ate their gardens.
It's free love, man. Free food for everybody. Wait, oh, I mean, somebody still has to work to get that? Oh, crazy. That's how systems are born, yeah. I didn't bring this up on Planet Retard, but I wanted to cover this one just as kind of a Planet Retard type of thing. So it's 50 stupid laws that are still on the books, and I know people have seen these lists before, but wow, this page is not scrolling very well. The first one is Alabama: don't dress as a member of the clergy unless you are one. So that's literally in the criminal code in Alabama.
What about Halloween?
Let's see. Does not have a Halloween clause. Alaska says you can't operate motorcycles or loud power tools at night.
And the ethical thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, why does that even have to be a law? Like, laws are made for stupid people. That's why they exist. Like, if you don't know not to operate a pneumatic hammer at midnight, then you probably shouldn't be allowed to own one.
I don't know. I'm going to go the other way on this. You know what? It's free country. You want to do that shit at night? Fucking go for it.
Yeah, but deal with the consequences of your pissed off neighbor coming over.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Arizona, you can't interfere with claw machines or crane games.
Oh, you mean the ripoff machine you might rip off?
So what I want to know,
this happened. Can I look up five anymore?
This happened. Somebody interfered with it enough that they had to make a law about it.
Wow.
So the actual law says no person shall alter the game so the claw is unable to grab prizes, display prizes.
Ooh.
Claw is unable to grab those prizes. Okay.
Okay.
Well, so let's go to Arizona and play the claw game. We might actually win one in our fucking lives.
Hey, did that law cover the strength of the claw? Because that's always the problem with this fucking game. Like, I nailed that little teddy bear, but it just slips off of it like a little cuck.
Part of it is not only is it a limp wrist for a claw game, but then on top of that, what they do is they open up the back and they arrange them so that the ones that get grabbed have stuff over the sides of them to have resistance. To hold it down.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So in Arizona, that's not allowed. They have to make them grabbable and no limp dick wrist. So.
I used to work at a Denny's and we had a claw machine in there for a bit and I would pull shit out of that. I had that down. I would crank that shit out. Spend like $3 and get like 15 fucking things that I just threw away. I've
seen anybody in my life win a claw game.
No, I was a master at that one, but it actually had a good claw. And then later they've quote fixed it because then I couldn't pull shit out of it. And like, oh, they loosened up the little claw thing again. Cool. Assholes. I got to ruin everything, even a crane game.
What?
I've had some luck with it before.
So in Arkansas, forget about beeping a horn after 9 p.m. at sandwich shops.
That's very specific.
Very. It says, in Arkansas, no person shall sound the horn on a vehicle at any place where cold drinks or sandwiches are served after 9 p.m.
Why? Unless you're at your ex-wife's house.
Well, that's a fact.
Where's my sandwich, bitch?
Sandwiches.
So if you're outside a bar, you can honk, but just not a Subway. Okay.
But cold drinks, that beer is served at a bar. I don't know. It says cold drinks or sandwiches.
What if you had a tea bar and they're all warm drinks? Can you look?
Yeah, Starbucks is fine. Unless they're serving iced coffee. But what is the reason for this law?
I fucking hipsters.
Well, it says in 2020, Reuters also reported on Arkansas Title I, which addresses the pronunciation of the state name. Okay.
Arkansas.
Chapter 4. Yeah, Arkansas. No offense to people who live there, but your state sucks. As far as I've heard, I've never been there. I don't care. So Chapter 4 on state symbols, motto, etc. states that Arkansas should be pronounced in three syllables with the final S silent, the A in each syllable with the Italian sound, and the accent on the first and last syllables.
So is that a law? What if you just go there and call it Arkansas?
I guess it's in Arkansas Title I. I don't know what the fuck that means, but General Provisions Chapter 4. So now we know how to Arkansas.
That's been the thing all along. They're like, hold on a second. If you take out the AR, we literally call it Kansas, but you add the AR in there and it's Arkansas. Like, why wouldn't it be Arkansas? It makes more sense.
Yeah. Should we call Kansas Kansas?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It would make sense. That's why we can't do that. We can't do things that make sense these days.
Same thing. Illinois should be Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sounds better, actually.
Illinois. Where do you live?
Illinois.
I live in Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Shapoopy.
That's fancy.
It actually goes on. It says, the pronunciation with the accent on the second syllable with the sound of an A, as in man, and the sounding of the terminal S is an innovation to be discouraged. So,
Jesus.
What does that even mean? So the pronunciation, the accent on the second, so Arkansas. Okay? Very weird things to be written into. This is why these people get paid so much, is to make these retarded laws.
Anyway, here's our state, guys.
So in California, you can't eat frogs that have died in frog jumping competitions. Anything else on the table, just not the ones that were in frog jumping competitions.
Jumping competitions illegal?
Is it then?
Seriously,
like dog fighting.
I just learned a lot of things there. I didn't know dog frog jumping competitions were a thing in California and people ate them afterwards.
This is the first time I'm hearing this. I wouldn't eat a frog fucking period.
Right.
Because I'm an animal. So I'm not eating frog legs. Fuck yourself. They have deep fried frog legs or something? No. I'll make
No.
French fries, like a human. Like, why are you eating frogs? It's gross.
Oh, this is great. Colorado? This wouldn't fly in a lot of Midwest states.
Oh, yeah. Colorado says you may not use upholstered furniture outside. Arkansas, sorry.
Go back to the trailer park. Sorry.
Sorry, the entire Southeast. So it says, in the Centennial State, no person shall keep, use, or store upholstered furniture outside unless that furniture is specifically manufactured for outdoor use.
Wow, that's like the entire state has an HOA.
Yeah, that's
very strange.
Karen's running that state.
I might be behind that one, though. That might be so they don't accumulate bed bugs and shit. I mean, they already have a big old bed bugs problem, at least when I was in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, really?
That shit was everywhere. They didn't affect me, though.
Bed bugs, like, don't you get bit by them?
Yeah.
Cause, like, rashes or something?
Yeah, I had bed bugs a long time ago, but they get on your ankles, and then it turns into this, like, little tiny rash of just little lumps all over your legs. Yeah, it's
that's fucking gnarly. Like, do you
have nail polish on them all over, and then they pop out?
That is foul. Why is that even in 2023? Why are bed bugs a thing? We don't have just a button you can push that gets rid of them?
It was from our friend. We slept in a basement in Massachusetts when I was a kid, and it's just like all musty and nasty in basements. It was a finished basement, but still, it's gross.
I've been to Massachusetts we all got once it. With you, and it is famously very fucking old. Everything there is outdated as fuck. It's crazy. I don't even know. With how cold it gets there, I cannot believe that they don't have more improvements on some of those buildings, like as far as insulation.
They're very traditional. They're like, nope, their ways.
Keep the cancer shit in there. It works. Actually, I agree with this next one, too. In Connecticut, you can't sell Silly String to a minor. Good. Fuck
yeah,
kids.
No,
what
fuck
the
them.
Fuck? What's an adult going to do with some goddamn Silly String? It's a children's toy.
Use it on minors.
Stop it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Use it on minors. Act like Spider-Man. I don't know.
Yeah, so it says, if placed for sale, these products must be in a locked case or behind the store counter. It's because they know kids are retarded, and they'll just walk around spraying it on shit, and then they got to go clean it.
Silly String.
They know that it's flammable, and kids will use it to create a string of fucking sticky fire right out of the goddamn can. Fuck yeah.
Wow. Oh, shit, I'm looking at some silly string.
The miner that they made the law because of.
Yes.
I was thinking maybe the whippet thing, the CO2.
And that too.
Yeah, maybe. That is the thing with it. They ID you for fucking Sharpies. Because people apparently get high on Sharpies because they can't find weed in California.
Wow.
It's wild.
They can't find weed? You could grow it.
Well, to be fair,
find it, growing.
Up in Montana, we had kids that took the plastic little Ziplocs that they had and they were trying to huff Axe body spray. They would try to huff like Satin Shine, the stuff you use to buff metal and stuff. Like, they would try to get high off of everything. So pretty soon it was just illegal in the academy to have any kind of aerosol cans at all on your locker. And I'm like, well, yeah, some of these kids are idiots. They'd fucking kill you for a Tic Tac. Like, Jesus.
Dude, in that situation, though, like when you really don't have, you know, ready access to narcotics or anything because you're in a jail. I'd be huffing whatever. Like, oh, I'm going to go paint that fence. Sure. First, I'm going to huff the fuck out of it and then I'll go paint the fence. Did they even
let you, like, you use go smell Frank's balls? He hasn't showered in 2 weeks. Get high.
Yeah, get high off of some of that from Munda. We were allowed to paint, but it wasn't like spray paint. We had traditional like rollers and brushes.
Well, I think you can get high off that anyway. If you really want to, I think you probably could.
Talk to Dad.
Yeah, exactly. So next one is Delaware. You can't whisper or use profane language in a place of worship.
Well, I mean, just, you know.
That's common sense. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it should be against the law.
You can't whisper? That's the opposite of what I would... I get the profane language, but you can't whisper. I am planning on going to Denny's after this service. I can't whisper this to you. Okay.
I'll get arrested.
Did you have the bathroom in here?
Well, the dumb thing...
I mean, you just got to say you're speaking in tongues. You'll get away with it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
The thing about these laws is that the reason nobody knows about them is because they're obviously not fucking enforced, and the cops probably have no idea these are even on the books. These are like outdated, weird fucking laws, but the fact that they're still there and nobody's just been like, we can probably get rid of that one now.
Well, and they probably, outlawed the whisper as an addendum to it already being illegal to speak in a regular voice. And so people were like, yeah, I don't care if it's 1775. It's against the law to speak in church. So now I'm going to whisper. And some asshole was like, nah, can't do that either.
Go ahead. Just open your beer. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right in the mic. Yeah, there you go.
All right, cool.
So this one, yeah, I kind of agree with this one too, just because, first of all, I'm never going anywhere near a fucking alligator. But in Florida, it says, please don't feed the alligators.
Who would feed a fucking
that's
alligator?
That's kind of a common law, though. I mean, like, you're not supposed to feed birds at the park.
It's like, oh, you
hungry? Yeah, but we're saying that from California. They are raised all around alligators. So considering the fact that Florida man is a running joke, if you don't think that every dum-dum down there isn't trying, hey, what happens if we throw this chicken in with the alligators? Just to see, they've all tried it because they don't use their heads.
Dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a state full of Kyles and Derricks and Travises. No offense, Florida.
And Chads and no drywall.
But you're very aware of the stereotype of Florida man, I'm sure, so... But I'm going nowhere near one of these motherfuckers. I'm not going to feed it, for sure. That's just another common sense thing. Like, don't go near the thing with a ton of teeth.
Fuck no, blue bellies make me shit my pants. I'm not about to go to an oversized one that can death roll me in a pond.
Well, they look like the fucking alligator lizards. They look
very aggressive.
Yeah, and they're like 6 feet, like 6 inches long, and they don't have teeth. They'll try to bite you, but they just kind of like gum you, you know. But
yeah,
still
alligator lizards. The Northern California alligator lizard one is known for its aggressiveness and can get between 12 and 18 inches long.
Fuck
not
that.
Fucking six.
Hmm. No,
and they'll piss at you.
Willis. Yeah, they're awful little tormented creatures that should not be alive. So Georgia says you can't have chickens crossing the road. Why? So you can't make jokes? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So the actual law
state. In trouble. I'll be...
Yeah, I know. The chicken or the person? Like, you jaywalked. It says it shall be unlawful for any person owning or controlling chickens, ducks, geese, or any other domestic fowl to allow the same to run at large upon the streets or alleys of the city or to be upon the premises of any other person without the consent of such other person. So what are you supposed to do? A leash?
That means just keep them in a coop because they will. Remember, Esther, our chickens have done that before. Not now, but when Esther, we had to give away our rooster. And Esther, our one chicken, was by herself before we got her a new flock.
Aww.
And she would just jump the fence and just walk into our neighbor's yard and be like, the fuck's going on?
She's like, there's men worms over here.
Yeah. I'm starting to learn that some of these headlines for each of the laws are a little misleading because that one in particular, it's like, no, it's just saying, have fences and cages and things to keep your animals in your shit. Don't let them run amok. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a clickbaity fucking thing for it.
That too. Your parents say that the neighbors' chickens when they lived there would always come in their yard and they were fine with it, but some people aren't, I guess.
Yeah, and goats. Yeah,
like, I wouldn't care. Don't leave your chicken in my yard. My dog will probably chase it around, but that's about it.
In which case, leave your chicken in our yard.
Yeah. We're having chicken tonight.
Yeah. So I guess in Hawaii, you can't post a billboard except in special cases. Hmm. And I guess 4 states currently prohibit billboards. Alaska, Hawaii, Maine, and Vermont. I think Alaska would be like predominantly billboards. Like how else do they... Everything's open spaces out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't go. Stay.
Yeah. No, stay. We need the tax revenue. What's the next one? Oh, Idaho says you can't carry a red or white cane unless you're fully or partially blind.
Unless they have blue.
I don't know. It's a
white and blue.
Right?
Yeah, it's just not red and white.
It has blue in it.
He's like, no, I'm just a barber. I carry this everywhere. So it states, no persons, unless completely blind or partially blind, may use a red or white cane. So could it be ready?
Why? Can you imagine that? This guy's hobgobbling around. Like, why you got a cane? It's like, bullet to the spine. I lost one of my legs. Like, oh, okay. Well, you're not blind. So that red cane, and you just snatch it and watch him fall. Get a camera for that. That's fucking hilarious.
I want to see the motherfucker get arrested.
I could see the guy get with the cane. No, officer, this is this is a big candy cane. He just starts sucking on the end of it.
I got it at Spencer's. It's an actual candy cane. So this is a weird one. So Illinois says you cannot dye a baby chick, as in like color it. So that means enough people were dyeing baby chickens to make a law about it. It said it's against the law in the Prairie State to sell, offer to sell, trade, or display living baby chicks, ducklings, goslings, or other fowl or rabbits which have been dyed colored or otherwise treated so as to impart to them an artificial color. I didn't know that was a thing.
I think that law was made because people were false advertising some like really shitty birds as if they were more expensive exotic birds, and so they'd fucking paint them and then post them in an ad. People would go to buy it for a hell of a lot more money, and they're like, yeah, I sold a finch and told them it was some like fucking endangered bluebird, and they're, oh, it's not, well, you made a gaggle of money. Yeah, you can't do that shit. But you would think that that would just be under, like, I don't know, fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very specific. That's what I mean. Like, no, you can't false advertise. That pretty much covers it, right? No, you cannot dye your baby chicks. Just so you know.
Yeah, don't be dumb.
Indiana says you don't even think about catching a fish with your bare hands. Fishing is allowed in the Hoosier state. Never heard that before. But the state prohibits people from taking fish from the water using the hands alone.
That is how people were taught to fish.
First of all, if you can actually do that, fucking knock yourself out. Have you tried to catch a fish with your bare hands?
Very impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, no show-offs here. You have to use the weird tools we designate for you.
Well, you'd think they'd be like, you can only catch fish with your bare hands. You know how many more fish there'd be? Because nobody would be able to fucking do it. I guess they'd learn after a while if they really wanted that trout. You know?
I love it. It says, Article 9 also states that a net, dynamite, and other explosives may not be used. It's like, but if you want, you can fashion a spear or bow hunt them. That's fine.
They want you to go Rambo when you catch fish, just not with your hands.
Yeah.
You just use a shotgun. Well, the good news is I caught a fish and it doesn't exist anymore.
The bad news is there's a bunch of them floating at the top of the river now.
Yeah. We have fish pieces to eat now.
Oh, this is fish this sticks. Horrible.
Oh, yeah. So Iowa says, don't pass off fake butter as real butter.
They're real serious about their butter in Iowa.
Says, in reference to imitating butter, the product can only be sold under the name of oleomargarine.
Gross.
Okay.
Oleo.
Oh, it says, imitation butter also cannot be advertised under the words butter, creamery, or dairy, among other terms. Okay, that's fair.
So, imitation processed pasteurized butter food.
Yeah, I love that on Velveeta. It's like pasteurized processed cheese product. It doesn't even say food in it. It just says cheese product.
Nasty product for butter, huh?
I think it's the same thing on like Cheese Whiz, you know, the aerosol.
Just going to say that, yeah. It's just like fucking Cheese Whiz on Ritz, bro.
Like, this is plastic flavored like cheese. Don't eat it. Anything that says that, you should just know immediately, don't eat that. So Kansas can fuck themselves, first of all. It says don't use playgrounds if you're over age 14.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to go to Kansas just to play at a playground. So it says no person over the age of 14, with some exceptions, may use playgrounds that are designed for children. Okay, so what's the exceptions?
Does not I'm a little retarded.
Yeah, how about...
The law does not apply to parents and guardians who are participating with their children.
Oh, okay. Oh, so... okay. I retract. That's fair, because you don't want some creepy dude over there on the playground checking out your kid's butts or whatever.
Or some rowdy teenagers who are 17, 18 and think they rule the fucking world just pushing kids down slides and jumping off shit. I can see that.
This is another one of those ones where...
I used to piss down the slides.
Ooh.
We've all done that at some point.
I have not ever done that.
Or burned your ass on the metal slides they used to have in the 90s.
I have done that.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was the Tim Hawkins joke. He's like, you remember those metal slides that had no railings and they were two stories tall? And you go down them with the little tiny 80s shorts, sparks are flying out of your ass. He's like, and then you look down, I'm only halfway there.
The big old windy slides, those are great. I want to go to Kansas and ride down a slide now without my kids, because fuck you. Kentucky says, do not use reptiles in religious services. Another one of those ones that hit the law, because that was happening a lot. Isn't it like snake handling? Yeah, the snake thing.
What is that?
I don't know. It's some like Sikh or something? I don't know. Not to be offensive, I don't know which one it is.
Aren't some of the leaders reptile people anyways? Lizard people?
Maybe that's why. That's why they're trying to ban it. They're like, don't use our people in our services. It's offensive to us.
No, no, no. That one's going to grow up to be president.
Did he hurt you, Iggy? I'm sorry, Iggy.
I'm sorry, little Barack. Don't worry, Barack. We'll color again. It'll be fine. You'll marry a dude.
I don't know. As soon as you said the whole like Sikh or something like that, the first thing I thought of was like, I'm like,
talk dirty to me.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, because I had a
God,
thing.
I hate that. Myself. Edit that shit out. I didn't even know that was what I was singing. Fuck me.
I'll cut it out. Don't worry.
We call it the sexy snake song. Because it sounds like a sexy snake would be coming out.
Are you talking about the band Poison with that Bret Michaels fucking...
That was going to be the story. Yeah, that's what I had said to a coworker, and they're like, no, this ain't the song. I'm like, okay, whatever. Then I heard that the hip-hop song, Don't Talk Dirty to Me. Yeah.
Oh, Bret Michaels. Yeah,
fucking faggot.
Allegedly, in my opinion, but he looks like he's still trying to hide that his hair is receding since the 80s. He still wears that bandana.
What was the reality show he was on?
Oh, something love. Some love
rock
show.
And roll love? I don't know.
Oh my God. Anyway, this lizard law, it says it's been in effect since 1942, and those who break is, okay, this is worded weird, and those who break is will be fined. Anywhere from $50 to $100. Okay. So can you imagine the cops busting into your grandma's church and they're like, there's a snake in here. $100 fine. I also don't have time for that shit. Or
hey.
Probably just walk in.
Good segue. There's a snake right now.
I see that. So in Louisiana, you may not have reptiles at or near Mardi Gras, which I fully back because there's a lot of drunk, retarded people at Mardi Gras and you probably shouldn't be messing with snakes.
Why did they have to make this a law?
Because stupid people. There was enough snakes there, they had to make a law to be like, stop bringing snakes here, people keep dying.
It's fucking weird.
Show me your boobs! And then you toss them a snake.
And that's actually exactly what was coming to my head. I'm like, instead of like putting beads around them, they're like, my beads move. You want them? Show me your tits.
Here's a diamond back. Enjoy.
You can put it up your ass too, just like real beads.
Yeah, the venom works twice as fast if it bites you in the ass. That's why I hear about alcohol. Never tried it, but somebody let me know. So in Maine, you can't gamble at the airport. I mean, gambling laws are kind of dumb anyway.
I've never seen gambling at any airport besides Las Vegas, so
I'm not sure. It sounds like a patronizing thing for American natives to be like, no, you can do it, though, because we can fuck you over. So you know what? Go ahead and build your casinos. That's fine. But everybody else? No, fuck you. It's illegal. Yeah.
Native stands and looks at you, stands right there, right by the table, like, huh? You want to try? How are you feeling today?
How
are you feeling today?
God damn it, Joe, that ran through my head right before you said it.
I'm quick, man. What can I say? In Maryland, it's Maryland.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Wow, babe.
Bang old Maryland says, forget about stench bombs. It's illegal to manufacture, sell, or trade a stink bomb in Maryland. Well, that sucks. Those things are fun. I did one at church one time. We were just talking about that the other day.
That they have enough smelly people going around.
Oh, is that what it is? They don't want to add to it. That's fair.
Yeah, that might be it.
I think your whole butt would be illegal there.
Yeah. Do farts count? Because, sorry.
Joe would have gone to, or would have gotten a misdemeanor at 14 at a certain church we were going to.
Yeah, I would have got arrested before my time. In Massachusetts, it says, be careful how you play the national anthem. Whoever sings,
you better damn right be careful.
Winner. on an instrument in any public space other than as a whole and separate composition or number will be fined.
Oh, come on. I love playing that shit on guitar. Come on.
But just part of it. You'll get fined in Massachusetts if you just play the...
This is weirdly worded. This is other than...
Red Rocket Squared, bro.
Yeah. Oop, $50.
That's such a weirdly worded thing. I mean, it's Massachusetts. So.
There are other stipulations to this rule.
But to read this in Massachusetts, you have to skip every second syllable or so. So it's like...
be careful like, how you play.
Okay. So,
yeah. Yeah, in Massachusetts, who are...
Yeah.
Michigan says there is no drunkenness allowed on trains. You know, everybody who's on the trains there are drunk, right? Like everybody.
No, that's why everybody taking a train into Michigan gets drunk on the first half.
That's like outlawing getting drunk on a plane. Like most people are hammered on planes. If you drink, you're drinking on a plane because that's the place to drink. You have literally nothing else to do.
I have never been drunk on a plane.
You're a fucking mutant.
I don't think I've ever not been drunk on a plane, except for when I was a child. As an adult, I have never been sober on a plane.
Well, that makes sense, because even to this day, when I get on a plane, I'm like a child. I'm sitting there staring out the window, giddy, like waiting for the next, you know, landing or takeoff. The only time I've actually ever drank on a plane was on an hour and 15-minute flight from Sacramento to LAX, and I think I had one... like $18 2-ounce Dirty Vegas, hated my balls for getting it in the first place, and was like, fuck this, I'll drink when I get there in my hotel room.
Oh, gotcha. So I've taken a lot of long distance flights, like probably over 100, and you have to get drunk. You just have to. I can't not get drunk.
I don't know. You're
flying.
Not once going from Jacksonville back to California or vice versa did I ever have a drink on a plane. Never. I mean, granted, I was 16, but once you get in international waters, Lufthansa doesn't give a fuck. But when we were on our way to Moscow and on our way back, it was basically just me and Lorianne, and I didn't even cross my mind, like, the idea of it.
Well, you were 16. That's probably why.
That's
I'm talking
got nothing
about
to do with it.
I guess.
Thank you, Joe. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's not like I wasn't already drinking at that point. It usually crossed my mind.
Would they have served you, though, at 16 on that flight?
In international waters? Yes. The same way that if you...
Oh, yeah. Over the Gulf.
Yes. Well, and this was over the Atlantic. We were in international airspace for a solid 10 of those hours. So the idea is the same thing as when you go on a cruise, when you're in between and you're in international waters, as long as you're accompanied by a parent, you can fucking drink.
That's cool.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries rule. I just think that they made it a law that there's no drunkenness allowed on train. Who's enforcing that? The train cops? Like,
Sorry, conductor. I'm not as think as you drunk I am.
The conductor, which is probably just AI at this point, just autopiloting the fucking train. Do they even have
that? I will derail this bitch.
So when bigger cities say trains, they usually mean like the public transport, right? Not like a train like Amtrak, right?
Yeah, they're talking about metros, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like BART.
I think they mean all of it. They said really.
Yeah, it says trains.
They probably mean both, though.
Well, and then we segue from there to Minnesota, where you can't be charged with drunkenness.
Fair enough. That Minnesota makes sense. How can you get charged with being?
This is what my argument has been for years, where I'm like, everything you do while you're drunk is already illegal. The illegal things you do are already illegal. They just tack on that extra charge for some fucking reason. Like, you were cussing in front of kids. You really can't do that. But you were also drunk. It's like, I'll cuss in front of kids anyway. Doesn't matter.
Well, no, that's the thing.
Pissing on the wall. Yeah, I was pissing on the wall.
You can't even, as it is, you can't even go to a bar, get mutually drunk, and have coitus or mutual masturbation while had been hammered, because now that's a wrap.
Would you like some coitus?
Yeah, I was on that one. Yeah.
Well,
let's read the details, though. It says, in Minnesota, it is noted in section blah, 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 that no person may be charged with or convicted of the offense of drunkenness or public drunkenness. Fuck yeah, I wish my cheers will work.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Mississippi, you can't even swear. What are their swears? I want a list of what they, like, how much is cunt?
They're like, you can't say heck or damn.
Yeah, then we'll all be having competitions of our fines that we accumulated from how many cunts and fucks we've said.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing. I owe $300,000 fucking dollars.
Meanwhile, Britain's over there saying cunt and fuck on their national and regular news broadcast, but they won't say bloody.
I was going to say, but they won't say you bloody winker, because that's where they draw the line.
That's why I know the list of what Mississippi thinks are the worst swears from, you know, least offensive to most offensive.
I'll look it up right now.
See where they
stand. Can't say bloody wanker because that they're making fun of all the trans, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah. You can't make fun of chicks with balls.
Balls.
We do need something.
No, chicks don't have balls.
Oh, no, they do now in 2023.
They don't. I stand by that.
Dudes can get pregnant.
Don't have balls, and dudes can't get pregnant.
Yeah, well, now you're a hate speech person, so. Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just speaking the truth. Sorry, peeps.
Well, are you going to open another beer? Oh, no, that's a...
I was just doing something weird.
All right, so, yeah, look up the list of what words you're not supposed to say in Mississippi, so the next time I'm fucking there, I'll know what, you know, wash my mouth. Missouri, you can't sell cars on Sundays.
Okay.
In my
it's like a Chick-fil-A thing.
Yeah. I never got the dry county thing or the dry state thing where they're like, you can't buy alcohol on Sunday. It's like, well, that doesn't stop shit because anybody who's drinking is going to knows to double up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do here.
Or they just drive to a whole state.
No alcohol, no chicken, no cars.
Yeah.
Driving to the next state here where we live is a little bit. More of a process.
When I lived in Massachusetts, I lived 15 minutes from the New Hampshire border, and Massachusetts didn't sell alcohol on Sundays, so I'd always have to drive to New Hampshire. Then I moved to Indiana, and I think maybe 6 months after I moved to Indiana, where they also don't sell alcohol on Sundays, Massachusetts made it legal to sell alcohol on Sundays, like right after I left. So I moved to the place. Then I moved to California 7 years ago from Indiana, and they made it a law like 6 months after I left again, where it's okay to sell alcohol on Sundays now. Now that I left.
It's like the 15-minute thing from the state border where you could buy it. Like, oh, thank you for the minor inconvenience of having to drive 15 minutes.
I lived super close to Michigan, though, so I would drive 15 minutes up to Michigan and just buy alcohol there. The only thing that sucked is that it was a time zone difference. So as soon as you cross the Michigan border, it's an hour later. So you have to take that into consideration for when the liquor stores are open.
It's just dumb. That would be like forcing me to go to a specific store in my town on Sunday. Like, you have to drive 15 minutes if you want beer on Sunday.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Alcohol is the resourceful as fuck. We figured it out.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what we did when we were in North Carolina, because they're a dry county from, I think it was 6 p.m. on Saturday night until Monday morning at like 7 a.m. or something like that. And if you went just north, you could in the next state up, but South Carolina had the same rules. So when we were visiting there for Thanksgiving, we had to stock up for roughly 18 hours. No, sorry, 36 hours. We had to stock up for 36 hours because at 6 p.m. on Saturday, we couldn't get booze again until Monday morning. I don't know how much we need. I couldn't find a list for Mississippi, but what I did find, interestingly enough, is for every word, they have a graph on like these blotchy colors of what parts of the state consider certain words super bad. And what I've learned the most of is that Montana doesn't give a fuck about any of them.
Yes, I'm going to Montana. That just settles it.
Nice.
Montana seems like a pretty good place to live. They seem pretty chill and, you know, wide open and a lot of room. A lot of room to fit all those, you know, 8 million alleged people that live.
For instance, faggot is okay in most of the country, except for like the four westernmost states, most heavily located in California and LA.
Now that does check out. But the thing with, so the only law we have with alcohol around here in the California is you can't sell between 2 and 6 a.m., which has... surprisingly, probably saved my actual life a few times because there was, like, at no point, if I'm drinking at 2 a.m. and I need more booze, should I have more booze? That's ridiculous.
That's a law here.
It's just, yeah, they can't sell between two and six.
You need
a
I heard that some counties,
I don't know if it's California, I want to say, because this affected the 2 to 6 thing, that they upped it to stop selling at 4 a.m. because of the people that get off of night shift or something like that.
See, I worked around that too. When I was a graveyard, I knew that that was a thing. So I'd either wait till 6 when I got home anyway, or just buy it at 1:30. Like, it really didn't stop anything, but I get the idea behind it, because it's like, if you're shit-faced at 2 and need to go buy more, just don't. Just go to bed until 6. Then you can go get more. Yeah.
Can the casino sell between 2 and 6?
That, I don't know, because the Indians can basically do whatever the fuck they want.
So. Land. They have different laws. Okay. So.
But it doesn't matter. Any law you make about alcohol, if people, especially in cities, are going to drink out of cups and be a bitch, is what they do.
Drinking out of cups, being a bitch.
Jesus, babe.
I set that one up. Yeah, Ben would like that. So let's rifle through these last few ones here. Montana, you can't drive animals on a railroad track. Okay, that's a Montana problem.
Yeah, that's fucking with the Dutson. What is it? Yellowstone.
Oh, is that where that is? I didn't know that.
No, I'm just fucking around. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know either.
Nebraska, this is badass.
You cannot marry if you have an STD. So a marriage qualification code in the Nebraska state legislature, that was a lot of big words, prohibits residents with sexually transmitted diseases from marrying in the Cornhusker state.
So how do they test for that? Do you have to take a test before you get your marriage license?
You go to the clerk's office. You're like, here's my pee sample. I'm clean.
And you have to take a rubella. I don't know what it, I think that's what it is. In Indiana, before you get married, you have to take a test for, I think it's rubella.
I don't understand why that
would be. You're not allowed to get married unless you take that test.
Unless people are just lying to you. If you're getting married, I would be assuming that you know that your potential wife or husband or non-binary person.
Well, they'd be getting drunk off all that moonshine. They don't even bother to ask.
Oh, it is Nebraska, right. They're more worried that they're marrying their cousin than an STD.
Well, though, it's not an STD that you have to get tested for in Indiana. It's just a virus.
To get married, though?
Yes.
That's retarded.
I know. I think that's what it is. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, someone. Put it in Telegram. There's something you have to get tested for in Indiana. I'm positive.
Well, this is kind of a weird one. So for Nevada, which, you know, is home to Las Vegas, the Sin City, you know, gambling capital of the world, Section 24 of the Constitution of the state of Nevada says that no lottery may be authorized, nor may lottery tickets be sold by state and political subdivisions in the battle-borne state. But you can go to lose your entire life savings in one night at the Luxor. That's fine.
It all depends. Where are you buying your ticket? Don't give it to the government. Give it to the Indians. I don't know. Who owns? Do Indians own, or not Indians, but Natives own the Strip? Or is that
government?
I think it's government.
So probably CIA, who knows? But they have different laws there for some fucking reason. New Hampshire says, beware the collection of seaweed. Okay. They have seaweed in New Hampshire? Oh, I guess that's on the coast, huh? Nobody knows.
Back to Nevada, as long as they don't make a law where you can't sniff cocaine out of a hooker's butt crack, then...
See, that's already illegal. Because of the cocaine. So, New Jersey, you can't sell a car on Sunday as well. That's weird. What was the other one that did that?
It's party time on Sunday. It's time to fist bump and tall hair.
In New Mexico, you can't dance while wearing a sombrero.
The fuck? Oh, no, wait, bullshit. Why? That's dumb.
It said there's nothing illegal about wearing a sombrero in New Mexico, but start dancing in it and you're breaking the law. This is
fucking Footloose.
I've seen it.
You can't dance in a sombrero?
Okay, so this one's suspect, because it said it's reportedly illegal to dance. They don't have the section code or anything in there. So.
Okay.
I could see Kevin Bacon going into the wilderness and just dancing nakedly with just a sombrero on.
The first thing I'm doing if we go to New Mexico, I'm putting on a sombrero and just dancing down the street right in front of police to see what they do.
So here's a funny one for you new yakkers. Apparently, before you made the law that wasn't actually a law to wear a mask indoors during the COVID thing. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, it was illegal for groups of people to wear masks in public spaces throughout the state of New York.
I bet.
That was an actual law. People law 240.354. Oh, it was repealed in May 2020. That's the
repealing
that made
the pandemic. Okay.
So it was a law that was prohibiting that, and they just repealed it and then told you have to wear a mask, even though there wasn't a new law signed. It was just
And New York obeyed so faithfully. Obeyed so they were hard. Like, yes. Not all of them. We know lots of people from New York who were like, fuck that, I'm not doing it. Similar to you, like people from LA who didn't just fall in line with everything Newsom says.
No, yeah, it's not everybody. It's New York City, the depths of LA, the big, you know, Seattle, all them, they were all Boston. Just echoing the same shit.
Not everybody. Not everyone was
doing it. Yeah, hard me harder. Yeah, so they made the mask wearing okay, but they still said, but the group split up. 6 feet, guys, no more than
right.
three.
Right.
You got a party, rat your neighbor out.
Yeah.
Dude, there's still some of those stickers on stores like down a quarter mile from my house. Like the six, stay safe, stay 6 feet apart. Nobody fucking pays attention to me anymore. Yeah. But remember when those saved your life? That was a great time. In North Carolina,
my life
not steal. You can't steal waste kitchen grease. All right. So as people who have all worked at restaurants, we know what that is. It's a big bin out in the back where you dump all the nasty fryer oil.
Who wants that?
It's illegal.
The hobo feed.
I guess you could probably refine it and turn it into some kind of fuel, but that would probably take more money than just buying fuel.
Ah, it's like ghetto Crisco.
Ugh.
Yeah,
and also, I guess it pity, would be, yeah. One man's trash is another man's treasure. If it's being thrown away and they want to take it and refine it and use it for fuel, fucking let them.
That's what I'm saying. Because the restaurants have to pay to have that shit picked up and dumped. So why not let the bum steal your grease? Why not?
Yeah, they could also make fry-scented candles with it. So.
Yeah, it could just smell like McDonald's in your home all day long.
I'm also for that. That would smell better than most of them.
Yeah, especially better than... what's that actor's name with the vagina candle?
That pretentious douchebag. What's her name? She was in Shallow Hal, right?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Is it a vagina scented candle? I have not heard.
Oh, yeah.
It smells like my vagina. It's like, if it's that notable, you should probably go to the doctor or something.
It smells like Fish Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, public service announcement. If your vagina smells like anything at all, you have a fucking problem.
When it's called soap.
Just yeah, if I'm down there and the first thing that pops in my mind is guac and sour cream, you got an issue.
Oh, why does it smell like chili powder? You got enchiladas cooking?
Okay. I see.
North Dakota. Nobody knows where that is either, except people who live there.
Babe, a lot of people know where the states are.
Oh, I don't.
I know you.
Everything's a blur past like Utah. I could draw you a map and it would look like a 3-year-old drew it. And actually, a 3-year-old could probably draw a better map of the U.S. than I could. I have no idea. Blissfully ignorant. Yeah. No, what's weird is we very much focused on geography and shit like that. I just don't care.
All I know is Florida's the big old dong.
Right. It's the tail and the anus of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
This one's good. Ohio?
So in Ohio, arrests cannot be made on Sundays or on July 4th. So it's like the purge.
There we go.
It's just like a purge day. They can just do whatever. But they'll just arrest you the next day, I imagine. So yeah, it just says no person shall be arrested during a sitting of the Senate or House of Representatives within the hall where each session is being held. What a fuck. Why is...
So you could drive drunk as fuck on July 4th, and what are they going to do with you?
They're going to come to you the next day and be like, you're arrested for yesterday.
Cool. They have a lot of time to sober up and escape. Go somewhere else. I mean, there's a lot of... That doesn't seem like it was planned out very well.
This is an odd one. Oklahoma, tattoos were banned until 2006. It was banned tattooing in 1963 and lifted the ban in 2006. So that's another one of those stupid ones. Like, why? They're just going to jump the fence to Texas, get a tattoo.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Too, we had to go to New Hampshire to get tattoos when I was 18.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I guess in like 20 years, we're going to be like, did you know that drugs used to be illegal? Isn't that wild? People just did them anyway.
Yeah.
Huh. So Oregon, good old Oregon, you can't leave your car door open. And that's because of all the goddamn fucking bikers that take over the world or take over the whole city.
I can easily spend the whole Sunday watching a compilation of bikers crashing into open car doors.
Well, you know what compilation I was having a grand old time with is that it used to be illegal for you to get out of the car at the gas pump because none of them were self-serve. You had to wait for an attendant up until I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago. So as soon as they legalized it and it became legalized, Oh my God. The compilation video of people trying to figure out how to pump gas in their own car for the first time was fucking hilarious. They thought that the thing just popped back out of the car when they were done. So many gas stations have to drive off with it in the fucking tank. Like,
thing is flailing behind them.
I have nothing against the work. My whole family lives there, for Christ's sake, but like, you guys got to get it together.
Are you an car? Well, I'm not going to deny their humanity, but I got a lot against Oregon people. They're fucking retards.
They can't drive for shit, but it's funny because they think we can't drive for shit, and we're just mutually going to feel like that forever.
State field about every other state.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
New Hampshire drivers hated Massachusetts drivers. When I lived in Indiana, they hated Michigan and Illinois, and both those states, guess what? Hated Indiana, too.
But not to be loving here. Fucking Washington. Washington State. You are not out of the running with the worst drivers in the world.
Fuck off. I'm going to say this right now. The only time that I was in another state and went, oh my God, I miss California over anything was the driving. To this day, and this is traveling from that state in a car all the way across the United States, Florida has the worst drivers I have ever seen. I've driven in San Diego, LA, San Francisco, and all the way across the United States. Florida is the worst driving I've ever seen. We had people die. Every single time we went out to go get a fucking hamburger because somebody was, it was bananas. It was absolute bananas.
That's because everybody's on cocaine there. What do you expect?
You're doing coke.
You know what you're in for in Florida? It's a bunch of fucking coked out honkies.
Fuck those honkies.
Well, dude, when you have stand-up comedians in groups making fun of Florida for different things, for instance, Joe Rogan said it was the gateway to all things demonic to go to Florida. Ron White said, I've been partying down there in Florida for years, and I didn't even know they had laws. Like, it's a thing. Florida is fucking awful.
I believe it. All right, let's shoot through the rest of these before we get out of time here. Pennsylvania, you can't fire guns or set off explosives at weddings. I mean, that's fucking fair for most situations.
Anyway.
Rhode Island, you cannot steal poultry or receive stolen poultry. That's a big thing in Rhode Island.
I feel like stolen should be a big cue for that.
Actually, we do have New England fucking chickens. We have Rhode Island Reds, so maybe
shit.
There.
I don't think you're allowed to steal goods or receive stolen goods anywhere at all, ever.
That's my point, yeah.
Specificity of chicken, I don't think really matters.
So it says, every person who steals poultry from any building or enclosure in which poultry are kept or confined, blah, 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 you'll be fined. I've never once gone out to steal something and been like, you know what I'm going to steal today? A chicken.
What's that under your
$3?
Your coat.
What's it's that stolen.
Coat? $3 at Tractor Supply. Why would you steal them?
That's like the guy who started Black Rifle Coffee doing that. If gun laws worked, where guy walks in, he's like, "Yeah, sorry, you can't use that gun here. We're in California, and that's got an extended magazine. So I'm sorry. I really wish you could rob me, but you can't." And then the next thing he does, he pulls out a California legal gun and he points to the no gun zone sign on his wall and he's like, sorry, you just can't rob me. It's a no gun zone. But you could try the guy down the street. I'm like, dude, it's stolen already. Like Jen said, it's already illegal. Like, who fuck? Why do you have to make an addendum to chickens?
This is why things are so stupid and these laws are so stupid, is because they're defining things that are already illegal or at least...
Mm-hmm.
Like, easily, like, are you fucking stupid? Why? How are you alive right now if you don't know you shouldn't do this? Like, you should not set fire to gas. That's just a thing that people know.
I remember reading a gross one back in the day. I think it was maybe Alabama or Oklahoma, one of those Midwestern states, Southern states, that said a girl under the age of 13 isn't allowed to have her head below the dashboard. And it was because of underage girls giving head, which is gross and awful.
Ugh.
Yeah, I thought it was super weird that they made that a whole law, though. Like, it was so prevalent there. They were like, nope, your daughter's got to be sitting upright the whole time.
Hold on a second.
Like, man in the ear and mask style, so they can't put a wiener in their mouth.
Yeah.
There is so much irony that's going into that law. So it's okay for 13-year-olds to give head, not underneath the dashboard.
Yeah, you got to bring your weight
forward.
Yeah, you got to put it out in the broad view, bro. I'm
talking roadhead. Yeah, no roadhead allowed.
But only if you're 13. If you're over 18, feel free to have your head below the dashboard and blow that fucking wiener.
Yeah, get after it, son or daughter.
It was a very young age, too. It wasn't 18. It was a super young age that made it really alarming and gross. It was like I think it was 12 or 13, something like that.
Why are they even thinking about kids doing that? Why do they have to make a separate law for that? Giving head as a 13-year-old on an adult is illegal already. I don't give a fuck about the dashboard.
So that's a great segue into South Carolina here, which this is probably having to do with cousins or something, but it says males over age 16 can't seduce someone under the promise of marriage. Well, that cuts out a lot of fucking cousins, doesn't it? Maybe that's why they did that.
but what about somebody who is already married and not under the promise of it? Can you seduce them?
If you're under 16, yes. But if you're over 16, then that's off the table. But it's the male over the age of 16 who, by means of deception and promise of marriage, seduces an unmarried woman in this state is guilty of a misdemeanor, and upon conviction must be fined at the discretion of the court or imprisoned not more than 1 year.
Boner. Fucking retarded.
So being a player.
Wow.
Yeah, basically just being that douchebag Kyle or Derek that just, you know.
I'm going to talk it.
Serious. I was super wasted. We were super drunk and fuck you.
You wrecked me.
That and all of that. That's dumb as fuck.
Here's the thing. If you're doing that, hold on. First of all, if you're a dude doing that, it just means you want to get your pee-pee wet. But if you're the girl that's like, hold on, I thought he was serious. It's like, really? Did you? At the bar, smashed? You thought he was serious about marrying you?
Yeah.
So which one's dumber?
They're both just as fucking stupid, and that dumb chick needs to learn her lesson, and that dude can go fuck all the girls he wants. Who cares? It fucking matters.
Enjoy yourself. Get your dick wet, as Ben says.
You got tricked and you didn't like it? Aw, well, be smarter next time, dummy.
Hard, hot, and throbbing.
In South Dakota, you can't use fireworks. Okay, this is very specific as well. So, in South Dakota, you can't use fireworks to protect sunflower crops from birds.
Nah, nigga.
That actually makes sense.
I mean, the specificity, though. You can't use fireworks to protect sunflower crops. Can I use it to protect tomato crops? Can I use it to protect my cucumbers?
I think that might be misleading.
Fireworks to protect sunflower crops from raccoons.
They may have pulled the sunflower specific for whatever reason out of just
crops. Let's see. Okay, so before the repeal, farmers were allowed to use fireworks and explosives to scare off birds as long as they were used within 660 feet. Weird number there, bro. Of an occupied dwelling, church, or schoolhouse. And as long as the action wasn't done without written permission from an adjoining.
Yeah, see, they don't list sunflower crops there. They just did this to try to make it weird because it just means crops. They just put sunflower crops because sunflower crops are covered within the crops. You just can't use fireworks to protect your crops, and that makes sense.
It might be their most exported thing in South Dakota. Like, who knows?
Maybe. I think all these listicles are written by AI anyway, and they do it to make it interesting for us human readers.
Hey, AI is fucking great.
This
I got one.
The 45th
You're not
president of the greatest country in the world. And if you don't listen to Legit Bat Podcast, then fuck you.
Fuck off. Neato. You can't whale. You can't go whaling in Michigan, which is ironic because the Great Lakes in Michigan don't have fucking whales.
Oh, I thought you meant whaling, like singing out loud and like, shit.
I thought you meant picking up chicks at the bar.
Thank you, Joe. Thank God, I'd go to jail a lot of times.
And you would be in jail for life in Michigan.
Permanently.
Life sentences. I'd just be visiting in between glass at this
We'd be
point.
Trying to raise money, door dashing to bail you out. Be like, fuck
no, he's one of the last things
you deserve.
He goes to go somebody smaller.
Now he's just getting, he's the best hair braider in prison now. He's learned his lesson. You cannot import or possess a skunk in most cases in Tennessee. In Texas, you can't solicit professional employment.
Professional? What?
Does that mean finding a job?
Yeah, you got to check down the box of check marks, you know?
Can you imagine can you imagine a sign hanging outside like a really nice business? And they're like, yeah, you can't do that. Nope. No, just at McDonald's. You can put a hire for hire sign out of McDonald's. Not here, though. Nope. You have to.
Are you a black gay midget? Come now. And Jewish? Will you take you in more?
I fucking hate midgets.
That is, you said midget, sorry. That is weird because we covered a story a couple weeks ago about this place that kind of had some controversy because they had a sign outside that said, now hiring people that aren't stupid, or something to that.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm like, yeah. I mean, that should be self-explanatory, but apparently in 23, you got to specify, not if you're stupid, okay? Don't even...
You have to know what a woman is.
Yeah, ovaries and other things. In Utah, it says, make sure you know the beer limit, which is 2 liters. A person may not purchase or possess beer in a container that exceeds 2 liters. I never understood these laws either. So the same with the weed laws in California. You can't buy over an ounce, I believe, at a time. But what you can do is buy an ounce, go to the next door, buy another ounce, go to the next door, buy another ounce.
Does this mean that in Utah you can't buy a keg or even a pony keg? Because what about weddings or bars? How do they have bars in Utah?
Utah's weird, though. There are a lot of Mormons over there.
Just lots of canned beer. They don't have anything on tap in Utah, like at all?
So they just got to switch their little pony kegs out every fucking 5 minutes. That sucks.
Pony kegs are way more than 2 liters.
Okay, they're Coke bottles of beer. That sucks. Vermont. Let's see what the most pretentious state in the United States is. Vermont. Be aware that imitation butter once had to be pink.
Oh.
That sounds pretty woke. So it was in 1890, the General Assembly of the state of Vermont passed a law that required margarine and all other forms of imitation butter and cheese to be dyed pink. Gross. Can you imagine having a grilled cheese and it's just pink on the inside?
Kraft Pinkles.
Oh, look. Pinkles. Not as bad as I thought, actually. It looks like strawberry cream cheese or something.
Yeah, it looks like strawberry. Yeah. He's like, that's from Bernie Sanders.
I hate Vermont. To tell you the truth, that would actually be a bit bigger problem for me than I could imagine. If I went up to a bagel that had what looked like pink cream cheese on it and I went to go bite into it and it's fucking butter, I'm going to be like, I don't know what I'm eating.
But you'll love it. It's delicious. Butter is so good.
Have you put butter in a butter?
It's so freaking good.
A good majority of the people, they want the pink dye inside their butter, and we give it to them. The millionaires and the billionaires, we're gonna tax them for more money to make pink butter.
You gotta say your mid-Atlantic, like colonial, like 1950s radio fucking voice, like, we'll charge them for the pink butter. And that radio voice, yeah. Is that what's called mid-Atlantic? Ben, you would know this.
And then too. Is it the people that say a lot? Say?
Yeah, something they did on purpose, I guess.
Like Humphrey Bogart. We took the pink out of the butter and gave it to them straight, see?
Like 40s, 60s talk.
No, I'm talking like newscasters, like where they're like, it almost sounded like an English accent. Like, I'll read the next law. Virginia, you can't hunt near a place of worship on Sunday. Like that flavor of
it. Video clip of that.
The restrictions is noted in the Virginia Code of Virginia's Title 2.9.1 on wildlife, inland fisheries, and boating, which is viewable on the state's legislative information system.
Hold that up.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I think it's called mid-Atlantic accent. People, correct me if you want. Go fuck yourselves. Washington. Don't use x-rays as shoe-fitting devices unless you're a podiatrist.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Seriously,
let's delve into this, shall we? The operation, the operation and maintenance of any x-ray, fluoroscopic, or other equipment or apparatus employing Roentgen rays. What the fuck is that word? Roentgen. Give that one a goog, too. So it's prohibited, though. So, okay, whatever. West Virginia, you can't use ferrets as hunting animals. Oh, they're so cute.
I don't even think you can own a ferret in California.
No, that's illegal with a lot of people. Yeah. Wisconsin, you must have cheeses of a fairly pleasing flavor. So no Parmesan? Parmesan?
I prefer Gouda. So hopefully.
That's a weird law for Wisconsin to have, known for their gross cheeses.
Huh.
Well, and that's very subjective. It has to be of a fairly pleasing flavor. That's highly.
They're gonna hate Mexican foot cheese then.
From under. Yeah. So we're getting to the end here. Wyoming, you must have works of art for display on newly constructed public buildings.
Okay. What?
That sounds like Ashland, Oregon.
You must.
It's a law.
That's dumb.
It says a new building that uses state funds. Okay, that's why. Shall include works of art for public display. And if they don't. Wait, the artwork mandate requires builders to allocate an amount equal to 1% of total cost, but not to exceed $100,000 on any one project.
That is the dumbest lot.
That's retarded. Oh, and that was the end. Holy shit. Right. We made it.
Wow.
So that's
did it.
Just a bit of a glimpse into the stupid shit that we taxpayers pay for.
We live in this country. Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
That's all the more reason to not be a taxpayer. You know what I mean? Like, just stop paying taxes. Be an illegal immigrant. You get all the benefits and none of the responsibility.
That's what I told my whole family in Mexico. It's like, guys, the border's right open. Come all through. It's time. It is time.
Nobody's going to stop you.
You're fine.
Well, Jack, before we let you out of here, tell everybody where they can find you and your show and everything else you do, even though you're banned on all the socials, where else they can find you.
Well, I am on Telegram. Thank God, because I love
I knew that.
Information Highway. Yeah, and that's how you guys know you guys. Captain Jack's TG. I put a bunch of interesting shit on there, but you can also find me on Two Jacks, One Scotch podcast on Spotify, Rumble.com, and Odyssey. Now is a new one for us. And that's actually it right there. A new episode every Friday.
Fuck yeah. Sounds good, dude. Yeah. Well, if you guys ever want to come back on again, let me know. I mean, we're pretty much an open book here, as you can.
Oh, you know what? I got one more.
Yeah.
So I'm also in a rock band called Dreaming Ooh. A False Reality, and we usually play down here in Pasadena and L.A. area. So I will post whenever we do play live shows and come check us out. I will post it on Captain Jack's TG, of course. So
nice. Awesome. Well, send me those links and everything. Oh, yeah. And if we're ever down in the area, which we plan to be, we have a couple other people like JV. You know JV from the Telegram. You know Corey.
Oh, yeah.
So we plan to go down there at some point and say hi to all those guys. So.
Nice. Yeah. Let me know. We'll get together, get a beer or something, you know?
Hell yeah. Ben, you got anything? Yeah. Profound words of wisdom before we leave? Don't take 7,000 vitamins at once, maybe?
That's a very good one. Words of wisdom. Never get drunk. And fall asleep first, I guess, when you're at a party. But I think we all know. I don't know.
Everybody's learned that one, though.
You got me off guard with the words of wisdom here. I'm not a man of wisdom.
Oh, no, that's perfect. That's a good thing to keep in your noggin for next time, you know?
Yeah.
All right, dude. Have a great night, everybody. We will see you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.